It's 106 KHQ. Hey, what's going on? Tyler Woods here. Welcome to my movie review podcast. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. Where was I last month, huh? Well, I think you know where I was. I was over at Cherry Fest. I had a lot on my plate going on. I was, you know, you could say I was doing some spring cleaning. Yeah, in the summer season, Tyler Woods, you betcha. Actually, I mean, got a big announcement I'm going to tell you during this episode over here. I can't wait to tell you. But yeah, I mean, Cherry Fest happened. That was a lot of fun. Good to see all of you out there on the parade. But even though, okay, now I got to address one thing. I mean, I wanted to bring this up during my midday shows. You know, I'm on Monday through Friday from 10 to 2. But, you know, I feel like, no, I'm gonna wait until this episode to just kind of tell you what happened. All right, so I see my family on the side of the road over there, you know, as I'm walking with intern Vinny, Fish, Ashley Z is driving, Summer was there too, intern Danny was there, I think that's her name, I've only met her just those couple of parades though, but yeah, I see my family, I rush over, my little girl is like jumping up and down, you know, Daddy, I'm like, hey, and you know, I hug her, and then I see my wife, and then somebody, and I kid you not, somebody out in the crowd said, kiss your wife! And I stopped myself, and I was just like, who said that? Why would anybody say that? Why do I have to kiss my wife just because somebody requested that? That's gross, all right? I will not objectify my wife for your viewing pleasure, all right? You go kiss your father now. When was the last time you did that, huh? Oh, boy, I had a fun Father's Day. Got Crocs by my mom. She knew how much I hated them, and yet she spent all her hard-earned money just to get me these Crocs that are already falling apart. Oh, boy. So where are we now? Oh, yeah. Deadpool and Wolverine. Yeah, this has got to be like the most hyped-up movie of the year. It's like the only movie I can think of that's ever hyped up. I mean, yeah, sure, you got the Ariana Grande. I can't think of the name now. Why can't I think? Because I'm just getting out of this movie, Deadpool and Wolverine. Wicked, yes. Ariana Grande on the Wicked. That will be out during the holiday season. I believe that's the only other hyped-up movie. That and Alien Romulus. That will be out early next month or, you know, just in a few weeks. That's another film that's actually looking pretty good. Oh, yep. And, wow, I cannot believe I forgot about this. The Borderlands movie. Yeah, that too is going to be coming out soon. Oh, I forgot it. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I did not put that on my things I wanted to talk about before getting into this review with Deadpool and Wolverine. All right. So I am absolutely livid with Hollywood right now due to one film that I was just so pumped and ready for to be released this year. And then all of a sudden, any coverage of it has just ceased to exist. It's like this movie, you know, was highly anticipated. This was going to be starring Peter Dinklage as well as Kevin Bacon. And it was already shown at like some film festivals last year. It got a lot of positive reviews only till I believe this was last week. I read an article that apparently the director was told or producer was told that marketing this film is just not possible to ever put out in theaters. It just won't. Because of its violent, graphic, gory nature, that film will never get out. Yes, a gory Peter Dinklage, Kevin Bacon movie called The Toxic Avenger, remake of the cult classic film that released back in the 80s. And I was so looking forward to this movie. It's done, completed, a trailer that was released back in October. And there's what the team is being told is that it just can't be released theatrically. It doesn't look like it will do good because there's just nothing to market. I'm like, are you serious? A movie that's violent? You can't market a violent movie. Did you not check the title of this episode, by the way? Yeah. What about any of the Saw movies? What about any of the Freddy Krueger movies? What about any of the Jason Friday the 13th movie? Halloween movies? You serious? You're saying that this movie is that bad? What is it? Art the Clown, Killer Clown, Terrifier series. That's being highly marketed. You can't find any distribution to market this movie? Because it's either looking at a straight to video on demand release, or being released on some kind of streaming platform, or from this article that I'm reading, this movie will likely be just cut, shelved. You know, it will never happen. I'm like, that's awful. Because, I mean, Peter Dinklage, you know him from the Game of Thrones series over here. I would love to see him as the Toxic Avenger. That'd be awesome. By the way, I mean, yeah, don't watch the Toxic Avenger if you got a queasy stomach. Because, I mean, it's just one of those movies where you got to have an iron stomach for it. So hopefully it does get released soon. All right. Well, that's right. Man, so mad about that. Well, hey, the cherry on top of it, there's an upcoming video game coming out that's like that new arcade Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game that released, I think, what, last year or year and a half ago? All right. Did see Long Legs. But that was the supposed rumor, scariest movie of the year. Think twice about that. And I'm not saying that because the film was bad. I actually had a great time because it's just one of those films. Yeah, it seems dull, gray, empty. But when you have Nicolas Cage on the roster, I actually had a blast with that movie. All right. You should definitely go see that one. I'm giving that a quick review of definitely a 3.5 out of 5. Take it away, Cage.
Hello.
Tyler! Woo! Neptune High, right? Check it out right here! Go see Devils! You and me, Tyler! Yeah! Go Tyler! Go Tyler! Go Tyler! Go!
Rocky Bears!
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z!
Over here. Okay. Now let's get over to our main feature here, Deadpool and Wolverine. Yeah, do you remember when this film was announced? That was like what? Early fall, late summer of 2022. Yeah, after many years of Ryan Reynolds teasing, trolling Hugh Jackman, they finally managed to get him back in the claws. As he was retired after 2017's Logan, or so we thought, because we thought that he was retiring because, like, look, I've been playing this character for years. It's time to do other things. Like, yeah, definitely. And what a great film to go out on. But that was not the case in a recent interview from Kevin Feige, Marvel Studios president, because during the acquisition of 20th Century Fox, Feige confirmed to Empire that he originally warned Hugh Jackman against playing Wolverine again, saying that, you know, it, in a piece of advice to him, don't come back. Wow. Yeah, that's not going to be an awkward, feel on photo ops for the next week, right? Yeah, just like, we always thought, like, Feige was like, you know, this great guy. It's like, why is he coming down so harsh? I mean, who is the true face of Kevin Feige? What's going on? Did he succumb to power? Is he power hungry now? I mean, well, granted, the MCU's lifespan right now, because with flop after flop, Deadpool and Wolverine, that's what the MCU needs to get back on track here. So, I mean, will this movie pull it out of its rut finally? Speaking of, yeah, like last episode I was talking about oversaturation of a certain franchise. Yeah, the MCU is a franchise. It doesn't matter, like, you know, if it's Thor, Hulk, Captain America, Iron Man, Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, you know, all of those properties belong to a single franchise, and you oversaturate it with not only just films, but spinoffs and spinoff TV series, forcing people like into subscriptions with Disney Plus. That's not a good way to go about it. I mean, what drew us into the MCU was that it was just this single linear set of films that are tied together. But they got sloppy by saying, hey, if you want to know what's going to happen next or what we're planning next, well, you got to watch all of this movie that will tell you nothing until the final moments in the post credits. Well, getting back on track here. So, I mean, with Deadpool and Wolverine, everything was like set. getting going until, you know, our good old buddy AI just like, you know, rolled into the fray along with its sidekick, Cheating Extreme Service. Started this whole strike in Hollywood, setting back production a bit as much as, and Ryan Reynolds was really hurt about this strike. I mean, he really wanted to continue writing on the movie during the strike, but he just couldn't due to it. In fact, I heard that he took a pay cut to get this movie going. I mean, he really wanted this film to take off, and he was willing to do anything to see that happen. And I'm like, wow, man. Hey, yo, man, maximum effort. Seriously, though, quit making AI to replace people. You know, just replace our chores instead. Make our, you know, home living lives a bit easier. Anyway, well, as that got back, there were more reports about production, who was spotted on set, along with rumors. Like, you know, I think there was something about Daniel Radcliffe being a younger Wolverine or something. What was it? Taylor Swift. She's been seen spotted hanging out with Ryan Reynolds. You remember those reports that, is she going to be like, you know, Lady Deadpool or Gwenpool or whatever those characters are? So is any of that true? Well, I mean, here we are now with mixed reviews. Oh, boy. Okay. Certified Fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, to my toes. GameSpot gives it a 4 out of 10. Yikes. And IGN has it at a 7 out of 10. Well, wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. What does IMDb have? IMDb has it at 8.3 out of 10. So what's going on here? Why all the mixed reviews here? Well, let's play the trailer and then get into it.
Your father knows about saving money. Everything I'm wearing, I've had since boot camp.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, okay.
It's been a challenging few years, for sure, but I'm happy. That is because of each and every one of you. I'm the luckiest man alive.
Make a wish, buddy.
Wade Wilson?
Who's asking?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Is that supposed to be scary? The R rating isn't new for me, friendo, but it is for Disney.
Miss Wilson, you appear to have soiled yourself while unconscious.
I wasn't unconscious. Who are you? Why am I here?
Walk with me.
Wait.
You are special. This is your chance
to be a hero among heroes.
I smell what you're stepping in, Sensei. Your little cinematic universe is about to change forever. I'm the Messiah. I am Marvel Jesus.
Don't just stand there, you ape. Give me a hand up. Nope, I'm actually okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Deadpool and Wolverine. Let's go. All right, main cast, Ryan Reynolds as the Merc with the Mouth. Deadpool, Hugh Jackman back as Logan Wolverine. You have Emma Corrin as the... what's her character's name? Oh, why is it so forgettable for me? Even though I just watched this movie, not an hour and a half ago. Cassandra. Apparently, she's a character related to Professor X of the X-Men. Like, sister, by the way. And then Matthew McFadden as Paradox from the TVA. At the helm directing, you got Sean Levy. This is the third director of the third film. Yeah, he's directed Date Nights with Steve Carell, the third Night at the Museum movie, also a couple of Stranger Things episodes. Even Ryan Reynolds' other big flick from yesteryear, 2021's Free Guy, which actually makes a lot of sense how this movie was structured thinking about it now. Anyway, Deadpool is hysterical as ever with his antics and violence play with his special defects department. I mean, you'll get some good laughs, some good popcorn entertainment. And now under the House of Mouse, yeah, I'm actually surprised how much fun they were letting them have here. The movie gets going. I mean, right off the get-go. Meaning there's no time for a bathroom break or you're going to miss, like, you know, something, which, you know, also brings about a very weird flow I was getting from this movie. I mean, we're not given an epic reintroduction to Hugh Jackman as Logan at first. If you've seen the movie, then you'll know exactly. But I mean, that was actually a pretty fun scene. Loved it. Still a bit of a sketch comedy approach, but and you'll notice that from time to time. You have this sense of plots, you know, Deadpool's trying to save his universe with Logan, but the film will all of a sudden deviate to now enjoy this sketch comedy bit with Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, and special guest, cameo, whatever. Yeah, that kind of distractions, while having a good time with this movie. It's a cash grab Christmas cameo of characters that don't really add anything further develop their characters. But I mean, just to be there and just have fun. And I was actually shocked at about, I think maybe 3, 4, or 5 that you will not expect seeing in this movie. I couldn't believe they got all those characters. How? But that flow and feeling I had from the previous films, it just didn't have that. Let's think about that. The first film from Tim Miller, that was action-packed, gritty, funny, and simple. And then I think it was, who was the second director of Deadpool 2? I think it was David Leitch, that not only kept that tone, but added on much more enjoyment. And then here under Levy, with Deadpool and Wolverine, it's a bit toned back just a bit. Like, maybe down, a fifth, maybe, I don't know. And it's like in this own neutral space of this new unsteady flow. Did I lose you or something? I just lost myself over there. But I mean, you'll know exactly what I mean when you see this movie. But final thought, yeah, definitely go see this. You're going to have a lot of fun. And I'm siding with IGN score of 7 out of 10. Or, you know, in my book, I guess from my out of 5 system, I have to give it a 3.9 out of 5. That's going to wrap up my review on Deadpool and Wolverine. Yeah, definitely go see it. Have fun. If you're going to go to the theaters that have like all those special limited edition popcorn buckets or drinks, drink cups and all that stuff, you want to get those. I mean, hey, you are the master of your own kingdom. Anyway, oh, yeah, forgot my special announcement. So, I think it's going to be to about, at the spitting end of August will be the next episode, if that is happening, because, and I'm not, that's not to say this is goodbye or anything. No, I'm actually going to be taking some R&R. I'm going to be hopping aboard a flight in a few weeks over to San Antonio, Texas. Yeah. My first flight in like forever. Of course, this is going to be nothing, you know, compared to my Japan flight. Yeah, that was like 11 or 13 hours, and the jet lag was, took me about a day and a half. But yeah, here, this is going to be a no-brainer. I'm only just going to be gone for like a week, mid-August. Special announcement, by the way, brace yourself. So if you've been listening to me on KHQ for like, I would say 10 years now. I can't believe it's been 10 years. Wow. So much has happened. So much has happened indeed. You would know that I'm adopted. I got into the ancestry thing about 2 years ago. I've been searching for my biological family, and that's where I'm going. I'm going to meet my biological family. I'm meeting my maternal family. And in fact, of this recording of this episode, July 25th, 2024, it was yesterday morning. I got a text from somebody who says that I am their son. That's right, my biological father has found me. I cannot believe it. And that happened like in the middle of my show too. I'm just like, all right. And yeah, hits 106 KHQ. What? No, that's not what happened. But man, that would be the greatest broadcasting moment in the history of Michigan. But yeah, I'm excited. Still working out some details on my trip and maybe, squeeze in and like, meet everybody that I can over there. But I'm just so excited that this is finally happening. Oh, such a long, project I've been working on too. That's the long project I have been working on for years, decades, actually. And it's so fulfilling actually to come to such a, it's not over yet. No. This is only just the beginning of it, but to cover so much ground in the last couple of years, so fulfilling. And that's why I want to leave this message to you, okay? If you got a goal that you have been aiming towards, to get done, do it. By any means necessary, get it done. Keep working at it at your own pace, bit by bit. I know the journey seems long, but look how far you've come. Got to keep looking ahead. Hold on, all right? I'm going to wrap up this episode now. See you on the next review. If you want to be a part of the show, be my guest or a sponsor, I would love one of those. Or if you'd like to recommend a film for me to review, email me, tyler.woods@106khq. You can also find me on social media, T Woodsy Radio on Facebook and X, or Woodsy Radio on Instagram and TikTok. Bon voyage!
I knew I should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque.